USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House considering the U.S.'s response since American military officials confirmed that three U.S. service members have been killed in a drone strike by Iranian-backed militia groups in the Middle East. It happened late Saturday night at a base in northeast Jordan. U.S. Central Command says 25 U.S. service members were wounded in the attack. House Republicans in D.C. poised to advance their impeachment case against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas this week. Texas Congressman Michael McCaul is blaming Mayorkas for a dereliction of duty.
8 million encounters, 300 on the terror watch list. 200 million people dead now thanks to fentanyl poisoning.
McCaul on with Fox News Sunday claimed dereliction of duty rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. Over the weekend, House Republicans released two articles of impeachment against Mayorkas with plans to advance them out of committee on Tuesday. Meanwhile, on the campaign trail.
Get me as president. The emergency authorities shut down the border until it could get back under control. If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly.
President Biden on the campaign trail in South Carolina. Ahead of the Democrat primary, which is coming up on Saturday, February 3rd, he's urging Congress to pass the Senate's bipartisan immigration bill, but it's tied to Ukraine funding.
USA's Laura Winters. The president of the United Auto Workers is making it a point to pit blue-collar working-class voters against former President Trump.
Donald Trump has a history of serving himself and standing for the billionaire class, and that's contrary to everything that working-class people stand for.
UAW President Sean Fain issuing the remarks during an interview with CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday. Fain announced the UAW's endorsement of the Biden campaign last week. Super Bowl 58 is now set. The reigning champion Kansas City Chiefs will defend their title against the NFC's San Francisco 49ers. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
A rash of attacks is ongoing against what leftist activists decry as a cop city in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a project to build a planned community for public safety workers, including many police officers there. The training center's been the target of dozens of criminal acts, including arson. The attacks have caused around $10 million in damage. A grassroots movement calls itself Stop Cop City and is carrying out the attacks. Government data shows the U.S. economy grew more rapidly than expected in the last quarter of 2023. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen argued in recent days, saying the economy is on the right track. She says middle-class workers are leading the way.
The economy has continued to grow, driven by American workers and President Biden's economic strategy.
During a speech at an event in Chicago last Thursday. At the same time, new research finds most young adults age 18 to 24 remain dependent upon their parents for financial needs. That's according to a recent report from the Pew Research Center. Industry experts say it is shaping up to be a good year for the housing market. USA's John Schaefer.
Housing market analysts anticipate a promising year ahead with a notable surge of 8.3% in pending home sales reported for December by the National Association of Realtors. The group's chief economist foresees that decreasing mortgage rates and steady prices will contribute to increased affordability in 2024.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.